Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It has to do with, and I promise you, this is not where this conversation is going. Don't tune out when I hear the next three letters. CBA, right? The CBA does not allow for essentially what I think could rechange the way that the NBA is being watched currently. It's a very simple idea. It's a very simple thing that people both loved and hated at the same time. And it's just this idea that the CBA has ruled out the idea that super teams could ever exist. It's just not feasible. Like, you can build good rosters. I think if you look over right now and you look at the Rockets, they've built a good roster with enough star power to make it really interesting. I think you can also be like, okay, anytime that you bring that kind of star power around, anytime that you have LeBron and Luka on the same team, or you pair together real superstars, it's not feasible to hold it together. You can't pay the contracts and still build rosters around it. It's why every team outside of the Cleveland Cavaliers have found themselves under the second apron this year, because the penalty that you serve for it is just too drastic. Like, you get killed for going over the second apron, and everything was built around this idea to eliminate the idea of super teams that they ever existed. I do think, though, that if we were to get back to a time where you could pair together three superstars and just be like, oh, we'll just pay the luxury tax. We'll just go back and we'll pay it. And, you know, I'm sure there will be some differences. I honestly don't know that the CBA and the aprons even hold in the current state that they're in, because, yeesh, it's a lot of things that a lot of people don't understand are very complicated. And, again, it penalizes teams and stops them from being able to find long-term success. But... yeah, this sort of introduces the fact that, or introduces back the fact that you can have dynasties in the NBA again. Right? Like, and I think this is the thing. Everybody will sit there and be like, but we hate dynasties. Yeah, you do hate dynasties until you're one of them. Like, everybody during the post-LeBron era, the first time, basketball was unwatchable in Cleveland. We watched it, but it was bad. Like, most of the rest of the league was not. Again, when you're watching guys like Alonzo G., be one of your top players, yeah, you're probably not in a great spot. You're not in a very enjoyable basketball state.
It's a great name to pull out, Lonzo G, classic.
It's like the most memorable Cav from that entire era in my mind. It's not actually, but for some reason, that's a guy that always sticks out like a sore thumb.
I just remember watching that era of the Cavs, like the LeBron-less Cavs. I don't even know if Kyrie was on the team yet. I have no idea. I just remember watching Lonzo G airball a game-winning three. And I'll never forget it. It was funny to me, and I'll always remember him.
The best part was, like, I mean, what we're talking post-LeBron, like that's like 2010, 2011, like that sort of time period where you're getting into those type of teams. Like, let's keep in mind where I was at in life. I was a 10-year-old. Like, that was basketball to me. I was like, I was living life thinking Alonzo G was one of the, I'm not going to say he's one of the better players of the NBA, but I'm like, this is the type of guy that leads bad basketball teams, and that's okay. And it's like, oh, no, actually, it's not. Like, this is abysmal, and this is in no way, shape, or form okay. And, like, yes, so I think when you have dynasties around and you're looking at Miami, you're like, wow, this sucks. The Cavs have no way to get drastically better because, you know, players didn't want to come play in Cleveland, and you obviously didn't have a player like LeBron to entice them in. So you were basically just stuck until you drafted a guy of that same type of caliber, not LeBron caliber because we know that doesn't exist, but of superstar caliber that could reel players back in and make you want to play in Cleveland alongside of that guy. You're like, wow, this is terrible. I also think then you fast forward a few years, LeBron comes back, and you're like, this is great. We're in the finals every single season, and basketball in Cleveland is thriving. And you're like, yeah, this dynasty thing isn't so bad. But I think to the general fan, I do think that super teams make it interesting. And when you want to draw more eyes into the NBA, which, by the way, I think is a legitimate problem. We always talk about how baseball struggles to bring in the fans. Basketball struggles in its own way. Like, it's still a very watchable sport by all means, but basketball struggles to have fans actually tune into broadcasts and not watch the games, you know, back in the highlight version on YouTube or watch it on TikTok or an Instagram reel or something like that where they can get the instant gratification of all the good things that happen during the game without actually having to watch the two-hour product. And if you're trying to bring people back in, at least on the biggest stage, like in my eyes, super teams then are a good thing. I don't know that anybody's dying for them. And in the way that Cleveland is situated right now, I don't think you'd be set up very well for a super team type of progress. Like, you're looking at, hey, Donovan Mitchell's a good piece. Evan Mobley's a great piece. Do players want to come play alongside of them? I think to some degree. I don't think that you have that same kind of pull, though. Like, Evan, as good as he is, doesn't have the pull to be like, I want to make sure I'm playing next to Evan Mobley. It's probably Evan Mobley being siphoned to some other team and having a super team. And obviously, like, I think this idea, the bad thing is it kind of kills the regular season. Like, super teams do. In a way that there's a lot more teams that operate a lot closer to the way that, like, the Hornets do during the super team era, where it's like, this team's just bad, and I don't want to watch what they put out because I know there's a, I don't know, 75% chance that they lose basketball games. And that's not an enjoyable product, so why do I need to watch that? Which is still a problem in the NBA today. People still don't watch regular season. But I also think when you talk about playoffs and you get to, all right, when we're on the biggest stage, when we get to the finals, when we get to playoff series, people tune in for super teams. Like, that boosts your number. If you're a fan who would be sitting there going, man, you know, the finals, it was two teams that were great. And I think the basketball junkies loved the NBA finals this year because you did. You had the Pacers that were a buzzsaw. You obviously got to seven games, and the Pacers were playing out of their minds, and the Thunder were the Thunder, who are a legitimate dynasty and about the only team that has figured out how to build a dynasty in this era. And by the way, started doing it before this era actually really even started. But they had the idea, and now they've actually built it. But it was, okay, the Thunder, the only star power they bring, legitimate star power, is going through and bringing in SGA, who's an MVP, a guy that you love to watch. The Pacers are the antithesis of a super team. There was nobody there that was of a legitimate interest to the national fan. Like, Tyrese Halliburton, well, I think he was drastically underrated, even though his peers would call him overrated. Like, he was a drastically underrated player throughout the entire playoff run until you got to the finals and people were finally like, oh, yeah, he is really good. Like, he's playing out of his mind and we have to watch this right now. But you lose that factor of it, and people don't want to tune in to watch the Indiana Pacers in their current form play basketball in the finals. And part of the reason that doesn't happen when you get to super teams is because you end up with things like the 2015 through 2018 type of runs where it's, okay, the Cavs are a super team, the Warriors are a super team, and those teams are constantly facing off on the biggest stage, bringing eyes to the game. And those were some of the most enjoyable finals that I think a lot of us had watched, even though you lose three out of the four. I mean, obviously in Cleveland, it holds a special place in your heart because you won one, but it's also like, all right, well, on top of that, you were seeing two of the, very great basketball teams that have been assembled in the NBA. And in a big part because, well, you were able to keep guys together. You were able to have Steph, Clay, and Draymond and add pieces to that. You were able to have LeBron, Kyrie, and K-Love and add pieces on top of that to the point where I think it re-interests people, I think, more so than anything into the playoffs. And I think we have maybe less top-tier superpower than we've ever had in the NBA. But the most beautiful thing about an era like this and being able to have quote-unquote super teams is that, sure, it pulls away some of the vast parity in basketball where, okay, well, you can legitimately see an 8 seed, like when the Miami Heat upset the Bucks, actually go through and do those things. But I think that the parity here drives it much more than you're going to see these same two teams in the finals over and over again. Well, you would eventually get back to that. Yeah, there's a decent shot. But you're probably going to have 3 to 4 really good teams in each conference if it was balanced out. And those teams are going to be fighting for a title spot, and they're going to be some of the most interesting playoff series you watch. I mean, you are getting almost a guarantee 4 great playoff series. Like, I think that is enough of a draw for people to sort of want it back. James, you're a basketball junkie. Super teams back, good thing or bad thing? Would you like it? James has this. I can toss it to Dom. Dom, what about you?
I hear him running around back there.
Okay, he's working. That's perfectly fine.
All right, what are you asking me?
Would you want super teams back in the NBA?
So my answer is going to surprise you. To an extent, yes, I do. So not the Warriors, but that 2010-14 is my favorite era in basketball. I know it was kind of dominated by the Heat, but like, kind of look at like a lot of the teams and how they were built. In 2013, you had the Knicks with Carmelo Anthony and Stoudemire, and Jason Kidd comes in. The way that team was constructed was so well, and they were a legit competitor in the East. The Pacers as well, they looked like a super team. The Celtics were still very strong. The East was the Hawks had a good roster, and they were a 7th seed. The East was very good. It's full of super teams. So I mean, and then you look at the Thunder, the Mavericks. I mean, there were so many teams. The Spurs, they were right on the line of being a super team, but you know, the Heat were in the way.
Yeah, I think that, honestly, like, the idea of super team almost got tainted by that, like, 2015 to 2018 era where it was a constant repeat of Cav Warriors over and over and over again, where it was like, oh, this is all it leads to, is two really good teams that are fully dominant that legitimately most people did not think had a chance to go through and lose playoff series. Like, we were just basically buying time in those years to get to the NBA Finals because it was almost a done deal, like stamp, sealed, delivered, that was going to be your finals matchup. I don't think that's really how most of those eras turned out, though. Like, yeah, the Heat dominated the East for the most part, and they were consistently in the finals, but you talk about the West, like, you had the Spurs, you had the Thunder, you had, eventually the Clippers. Warriors came into that mix, the Clippers were, I mean, they were good, but they were definitely a super team.
They weren't a super team, but they were still, like, a legitimate contender in the West.
Yeah, I think they were, like, borderline super team. They just didn't have the playoff success.
No, and they were probably missing that third guy. But, like, roster-wise, I mean, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul at that time was, like, one of the best 1-2 combos in basketball.
And DeAndre Jordan was really good at that time.
Phenomenal. Great shot blocker, good rebounder, and he could finish at the rim.
Yeah, you probably just needed, like, one more extra, like, a little bit better than DeAndre Jordan was. Or at least did things that were a little bit more flashy than DeAndre Jordan was, or more effective in the game of basketball, especially in today's era, like a shooter or a guy that can just score off the dribble. You probably needed somebody like that. But like, the West had a lot of parity. Like, again, like Mavs were there, Thunder were there, Spurs were there. Like, there was a decent rotation during that era of basketball where it was like, oh, no, there's just several really good teams.
The Trailblazers had a phenomenal roster that never achieved anything, but they were good. The Rockets were a competitor with the Harden. They never became a super team, but when they made that move for Howard, everyone thought that they were going to be a competitor, and they were.
And I think in today's NBA, like I said, I think that this idea that you just have the same two teams is kind of dead. Like, there's enough parity across the top of the NBA talent-wise that even if you paired together some of the top players on a couple of teams, it's not like it's LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh where it's like, okay, these are, what, three top 15 players in the NBA right now? I mean, Bosh had his moments. where it was worse and better, and he went through injury history. But like, that was obviously an unreal team. I don't think you have that. Like, if you get the 10th best player going up against like the 4th best player right now, they're relatively even.
I also think that this is very, the era we're in is very similar to that that 4-year run where it's like, oh, there's a lot of really good teams that are right on the cusp of doing something really good. And but it's not the same teams in the finals every year. We're seeing so much change. If the Thunder fall off in 2 years, like, I wouldn't be surprised. It's just the way things have gone.
It's a way that, again, like, nobody wants to talk about the CBA because I get it. It's like legal stuff, and it could be a million pages if you actually wanted to sit down and read it. But the entire idea behind it was that you eliminate the idea of the super team, that teams can't have this sustained period of success with the same players over and over again because you have to pay those guys. And you can't just continue to pay player after player and just say, you know what, we'll eat the money to win championships. It's not possible anymore. You can't continue to add pieces around them. I almost feel like going back the other way would be, I mean, beneficial to the fan. Again, once you got to playoff time, it might not make for great regular season basketball. I don't know how you get back to great regular season basketball that people care about.
I can tell you how. You're not going to like it, and they'll never do it. Shorten the season and then make it less teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, it's why we pay attention to the NFL. I mean, it's also football, which helps a lot. But it's like, it's why the NFL, people are dialed in, and you have red zone, and you're watching with all intent.
Even
to be
that's
like, here
getting
we go.
Diluted now. Because think about it. In the 2000s in the NFL, the Steelers were a wild card team, won 2 Super Bowls doing so. The Giants were barely a wild card team, went 2 Super Bowls. The Cardinals went 2 Super Bowl. I mean, they probably shouldn't have been in the playoffs. But now they would be clearly in the playoffs because there's 3 spots.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, there's just the more playoff teams you add, I get it. People like to see their team there, and it's fun, but it does. It dilutes your product, and the more games you add, dilutes your product. It takes the emphasis off of every game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you had to live and die by every single game the Cavs played, yeah, you get back to the era being a little bit more interesting. 216-474-0092. Would the NBA be more enjoyable if super teams could exist once again? Again, also on X at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake. We'll get your calls and eventually get back to the Browns coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. And that, of course, the Steelers extending T.J. Watt and giving him $41 million a year. Of course, the $1 million more than Myles Garrett is currently making. He had to get the one up. I mean, he had to take one step farther and actually act as if, though, you know, that's what you needed. I think there's something to be said there. Like, hey, listen, TJ basically acted like a baby, okay? That's what it is. And, I mean, it's in complete fairness. If you look at it and you go, well, didn't Miles too? Yeah, he absolutely did. I mean, I think for a much different reason. But sure. Like, he also didn't act like he was exactly happy to be here and just willing to play and try to win games. He was more about you know, maybe taking the money and making a big deal out of things and trying to make a stir. I also think they're not exactly one-for-one comparable. But it doesn't also feel like a great rebuttal at the same time. Like, it feels like a little bit of a reach. I do want to play for you something that ended up going viral across almost our market and Pittsburgh market, which is when I was on yesterday alongside of Nick Wilson. We were talking about the TJ Watt extension. And what it really turned into was Nick going on an absolute rant about the TJ Watt extension. And I just got to sit back, let it happen, and sort of laugh along the side. But just for a little refresher, in case you missed it, here's what Nick had to say.
Good for you, TJ. Who's a big man, TJ? Aren't you a big, strong boy? Oh, don't you feel like a bigger man today? Oh, gosh, TJ, you got one more $1 million a year than Myles Garrett. Oh, gosh, this maybe you'll stop throwing temper tantrums when you don't win every Defensive Player of the Year award. Right? Maybe won't cry as much when people point out that Myles Garrett, who's been to the playoffs twice in his career, have more playoffs wins than you, right? TJ, I hope this completes you as a person so that the rest of us don't have to hear you cry and whine like a baby. I'm so glad this is over. I want to say something really mean, but I'm not gonna because I'm better than that, other than maybe this money will shut him up. And I pray on many things, for many good things. One of the most meanest things I'll pray is I pray this knob never wins a playoff game, and so he has to live his whole life knowing Myles Garrett has one more playoff win than he does.
So, obviously, we post that on social media. It got picked up by Pittsburgh markets as well. I know 93.7 The Fan over in Pittsburgh was reacting heavily to it today. And by the way, like when I say viral, I mean, in terms of what usually happens, listen, we did like, I think we're up near like 60,000 views on that video. I know when it got re-aggregated, there are multiple accounts from Pittsburgh voices that had like well over 100,000 views. I mean, it was flying between Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
As someone that follows all those accounts, yes, this was all over my feed today, and I was howling. Though I don't agree with it pretty much anything he was saying, or share their same sentiments, because I am a Steelers fan. Everyone knows that here, because you listeners tag me and stuff about how much you don't like the Steelers, which is always pleasant to wake up to in the mornings. You guys like to send those early in the morning. But yeah, all those accounts, just all
all reading. It's the same thing that happened when the Knicks were facing the Cavs in the playoffs. It was my entire feed were my Knicks accounts that I follow posting you guys, the hosts. And it's just, it feels so weird because I'm like, hey, I know that guy. I text him all the time. And he's laughing. And then, yeah, the two hosts that I like are laughing at my team.
Yeah, it's about how that goes. And by the way, before I get into like, the actual, like, the meat of this, I was catching just stray on stray. I mean, I look at him and I laugh at these. I mean, how many words did I say in that? I'm pretty sure
you
zero.
Giggled.
I did. And there was a laugh in there.
Yeah, there was a lot of hate towards you, and all you did was was look cute and smile.
That's all I did. I just sat to the side and laughed. And all the comments were relative to my weight, which I know Nick talked about this earlier. It's the same thing for me. I make fun of myself and say that I'm fat all the time, okay? You calling me fat is not going to hurt me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the bit, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thanks. You're fat? Yeah. Thank you. That's literally what I've been telling people for the last, 10 years of my life.
It's literally a joke on the show.
It's one of, the main running jokes of the show is that I'm a fat man. That's okay. I live with that. So none of those comments get to me. And there weren't really any creative ones. It was mostly just, you're fat, and then, Nick's stupid, and those were, the majority of the comments. Everybody going back and forth, I was just like, I don't know what I did there. I don't know. I just threw out a couple laughs, caught some strays, in case anybody thought it hurt.
You're like that 50 Cent meme. I'm not going to repeat it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you saying bleep move for?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That was you.
Yeah, that's literally how it felt. I just looked over, what are you saying bleep me for? What did I do?
So it's so funny. You're just doing your job, man. And just, hey, fatty.
You did nothing. I thought, listen, that entire thing was it was going off, and I could immediately tell that Nick was fired up about it. And it was just one of those moments where, hey, I'm just going to give you the ball. You've hit four straight shots, and you're absolutely cooking your defender. Just go. Just go ahead. Just play some ISO ball. You're going to score.
ISO, ISO. That's what you did there.
Yeah, you did little Kobe, the two fingers up, the little Texas horns.
And you ran
horns
to the corner.
Yeah, that's all I did.
That was your role.
Listen, if you pass this ball out here and you get doubled, I'm going to knock down the shot. We're going to do just fine, but... Until then, I'll just be laughing off to the side in the frame. I just didn't, I was like, okay, that was perfectly fine. Also, so many of the comments were just either, aren't you crying about this about Myles Garrett? And also, by the way, a lot of Pittsburgh fans being like, I mean, he wasn't wrong. there is a strict divide. It was about, I would say 40% of people bringing up Myles Garrett. We'll probably go 30 to 35% of people being like, you're not wrong. And then the other around 30% of people looking at it and going, fat man. Double fat man. It's like, all right, well, comment section got boring quickly.
Double fat man. Yeah, the more you scroll, the more simpler the fat, the calling you guys fat just went. It went from some whimsical comments about weight, and then it went to just two fat guys. It's just what are we doing?
Yeah, it's two fat guys talking about sports. It's like, yeah, guys said, welcome to Sports Talk.
Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's always my favorite thing, by the way. And my favorite thing is being like, oh, two fat guys that didn't play the sport. It's like, guys, this is how Sports Talk Radio works. This is how people would talk about, if I was good enough to play the sport at the NFL level, well, I love my job and I love doing what I do, I'd probably be playing in the NFL. Okay? It's as simple as that. I was never good enough, so I think
you'd be kick-sliding right now if you could.
Yeah, any day of the week. But it was just so wild to me. That's the sort of in-between. But I also just thought it was really interesting the way they got brought up. Because I will say, I agreed with a lot of what Nick and I said. And Nick and I ended up getting into, as he would put it, a Donnybrook. A knock him out, drag him out. Because I didn't agree with the way that he talked about the way that the Steelers were built and everything else. And my main takeaway on this is, what else were the Steelers going to do? They were always going to pay T.J. Watt. I was not surprised. The news didn't get me into any sort of shoot. Because I knew that the Steelers were going to extend T.J. Watt. But... really, what I asked myself after reading those comments, and it had nothing to do with my weight, I promise you, there was no questions after that. But, and what I'll ask you as well, 216-474-0092, is it fair to criticize T.J. Watt knowing that Miles did exactly what he did? And I think the very easy thing, and the very easy answer to this, is absolutely yes. It is fair to criticize T.J. Watt for holding out and wanting the one extra $1 million and to have Nick's reaction. while also realizing what Miles did. And you know why? Because I sat there and Nick sat there and every host on this station sat there and criticized Miles for the way that he went about the process. We were all very critical of Miles in everything that he did. So why can I not be critical of what TJ Watt's doing when it was essentially in a less dramatic way, but still a crybaby way, and he certainly cries when he doesn't win Defensive Player of the Year. It's the exact same thing. Yeah, I'm going to criticize TJ Watt because you're doing exactly what Miles is also setting up. It's like, I just want to be paid. And in a way, I think you can look at both these guys and whether fair or not, be like, okay, you're not expected to take a discount, but you sure do give off the opinion that money means a whole lot more than winning. Like, when you're not showing up to things, and again, you're holding out from your team and saying, I just want to be paid and I want to be the highest paid player at my position or the highest paid defensive player or non-quarterback. You're indicating that, hey, the entire winning process here in trying to go through and win games was not the most important thing. And on Miles' side, I think requesting the trade was actually much more about winning. But when you signed the contract, you told me it was all about money anyway. But, okay, so I think the fair criticism here is we're looking at two defensive ends in two very similar scenarios where I'm going to criticize them both because they both don't give off the indication that they want to win. If you're TJ Watt, you can go through and sign a contract. You certainly made it more difficult for your team to compete with every extra $1 million that you take. And I'm not saying that guys shouldn't get paid because guys should. The player should fight for every dime and dollar that they could possibly get. But when you're holding out and not showing up to practice and everything else, you also have to understand that's the sort of message you're sending. So, yeah, of course, why can't I criticize TJ Watt? I will criticize TJ Watt. He does continue to be a crybaby. Like, you're just making the point. I criticize Miles for it, and you're telling me, well, so what if TJ's a crybaby? Because Miles is one, too. You're making my point. They're a crybaby. Like, that's it. Like, hey, your player is acting like a diva. And that's all that happened. Congrats. It doesn't make you any better. Like, hey, at the end of the day, sure, Pittsburgh fans can point and say we've had more regular season success. I can say, when's the last time you won a playoff game? Because the Browns is actually more recent. Thank you very much. You both have two crybaby defensive ends who are just fighting for money over anything else. Thanks, Miles. Hope that money made you happy because I still have a lot of questions where you're going. And TJ, maybe we should be focused on, doing anything that we can and getting the team together, especially with a brand new quarterback and a brand new offense. Try to help and bring unity and try to make sure the team's on the same page so you can actually go and fight and try to win a playoff game.
Can we agree that of all the pass rushing eras of, like, there's always, like, two pass rushers competing with each other to be the best, right?
Yeah.
And numbers-wise, this has been fun. I mean, 2 years ago, it was a coin flip, really. This is the most pathetic competition of egos of pass rushers.
Yeah, it's like, I want
$1 million more than Miles. Well, you know, I got double teamed a lot, so I deserve. Dude, what are we doing? Like, just get the quarterback. Stop about the double team. Stop about one more petty $1 million. Go get the quarterback. See ball, get ball. Why are we doing all this? You think Lawrence Taylor cared about getting double teamed? No! He didn't. He just tackled people. He did his job.
Oh, and oh, by the way, two guys on two teams who have had a significant lack of success. And they're like, $1 more million. Oh, no, I'm better than you. How about you worry about getting your team to win games?
More than one playoff game.
Yeah,
like a Super Bowl even.
Yeah, like,
win the division.
Like, yeah, the Browns, I'd love to go back to actually being good. Or Miles, if you're requested a trade and you say you want to be good and you want to play for a good team that can win, either show that from the beginning that you still believe that can be the Browns, which is now what you're selling to everybody, or go to a team that can do it. It's the exact same thing. If you're TJ, I'm going to fight and I'm going to hold out because the Steelers aren't paying me more than they're paying Miles Garrett. Okay, is that all you wanted? Does that make you happy in life now that you have $1 more million? You still don't have a playoff win. You held a sacks record. Congrats. It led to no team success. You still won 9 games. Right? 10 games, whatever it is, led to no team success.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
6474-0092. Is it fair to criticize TJ Watt knowing exactly what Miles did? I think you can tell where I stand on this, but I want to know where you guys stand as well. And we're going to listen back to something Nathan Zagura said too, because it made a lot of sense. And like, the Browns don't do it intentionally, but it certainly helped. I think you take the trade-off in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with the guys right here on the Fan. Clock. But I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092, is it fair to criticize TJ Watt with the way Miles handled himself this offseason? Again, I think as long as you're consistent, it works. Like, I criticized Miles for the way that he also was a crybaby and going about things and took the money. And then TJ also was very, you know, monetarily focused. And that was the only thing that felt like was on his mind. So, yeah, I'm going to criticize you because you just haven't had success. Like, you haven't had team success. Individual success is great. Miles had a ton of individual success. It's like, yeah, those players can only impact the game so much. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you mean, what do you want me to do? Like, you should still be somewhat focused on winning before you're telling me it's all about money. Like, we should be focused on the team here. Like, yes, get paid. Also, then prove to me that you're worried about winning at the same time. I think that's really the fair way to look at it. But I did think that it was really interesting. The way that you kind of go through, and by Miles getting paid, you made it a lot more difficult just on the AFC North in general. Again, probably unintentionally, but it did work out this way, the way that contracts came up. And we listened to a Nathan Zagura back in the station buzz. I want to play that for you again, because Nathan set up a really good point as to why this actually impacts the AFC North. Here we go.
I mean, there were rumblings that he was so unhappy, and that perhaps, I'd even heard, you know, people close to him thought he was going to be traded, that they were not going to find a resolution. So it felt like it just had to happen. Yeah, the Browns, they set the bar and forced people in their division to go up above it, and it's happened. And I'll tell you what, with the Bengals, with Trey Hendrickson, this deal, Miles, and then this one, coming off season where he led the NFL, and I think it makes it even harder to see that one getting done. This is a team that should be going pedal to the metal. Let's win the Super Bowl now, and it feels like they're not. And I think the Miles deal followed by TJ Watt is going to make it almost impossible for them to get a Hendrickson deal done.
So the Hendrickson deal is, I mean, at this point, it feels like basically non-existent. Like, it can't happen. Because if the Bengals weren't willing to pay you before Miles got paid, if they weren't willing to pay you after Miles got paid, I don't think that tacking on an additional $1 million is going to make that any easier. You've only raised the bar for what Trey Hendrickson needs to be paid. And he's already said, hey, I want to be paid as if I'm the best player at my position. Because, hey, as of last year, I kind of was. Like, I mean, Don brought up the point, and not exactly as we were talking about here, but it's like, just get after the quarterback. But that's what Trey Hendrickson did last year. He got after the quarterback. He led the league in sacks. It's like, I want to be paid as a result of that. But the Bengals are now sitting here in a spot where, like, we don't think we can afford to pay him. I don't know how, by the way. You should probably try to find that somewhere in the budget. You should probably try to pay him. But you can't figure it out. And by doing that, you've inherently made the Bengals worse. And I think this is a trade-off that if you're the Browns right now, you almost just take. Like, you don't necessarily in any way want to make the Steelers better, but you force them to pay $41 million for TJ. But on top of it, you've also gone through. And sure, it made it so TJ's still here, and yes, he got paid, and you made sure that he got paid, and because he's going to be here this year, this season, the Steelers are going to obviously be better because of it, because TJ's a great pass rusher, right? Miles still the best defensive player in the National Football League. I'll maintain that, but it's not like I have to say that TJ's bad to be able to say that statement, because he's not. He's a great pass rusher. But sure, like, I can also look at it and say, okay, well, you essentially, you made the Steelers better because you made sure that a TJ deal got done. That's fine. Like, I'll take the Steelers being better and also having to pay $41 million. Honestly, if just in this season or the next couple of seasons, it makes the Bengals worse. I'll take the Steelers being better right now and having to pay a boatload to make the Bengals worse. And it's a weird statement because I think that I feel the same way that a lot of Browns fans feel, which is I undoubtedly hate the Steelers more than I hate the Bengals. Like, you don't like any of your division foes. There's a different kind of hate there. And the Bengals always end up lower on that tier than the other two teams. You can't stand the Ravens, obviously, because of Art Modell and everything that went down. And you can't stand the Steelers because that's your rival. But if I'm looking at it in the long-term way that I view it, I don't feel that the Steelers are setting up for success in any way. Right? In actual playoff, get me to a Super Bowl, real success. I view them as the same team that they continue to be, which is win 9 to 10 games, continue to win those 9 to 10 games, maybe slip into a playoff spot, lose in the first round of the playoffs. They've not showed me a real sense of wanting to do anything differently yet. So I'll take that being perfectly fine. I'll take the 3 years of TJ Watt being on the Steelers and then at least being able to maintain being that same team and the defense being good, knowing that it also essentially cripples the Cincinnati Bengals and makes it so that team's defense is going to be abysmal. Because if I'm talking about eventually wanting to compete for the top of the AFC North, I know that the path for the Steelers to get there is much more difficult than it is for the Bengals right now. And why is that? That's because the Steelers have a solid defense and an offense that's on a 1-year timeline. And if they're going to fix that one-year timeline, they need to make it so the one-year timeline turns into a four-year, we find our quarterback and everything else, the most difficult thing to do in the sport.
I think the Browns are they're 1 year ahead of the Steelers in the rebuild process, right? Where yeah. you still have core pieces that you could bring forward. You do have Miles, who's older, but maybe Miles, who's older, is better than someone who's younger. You know, when he's 34, maybe he's still better than someone who's 22. That might be the case. The Steelers are on a timeline that is slowly ticking away, and they haven't really done much in this window they thought they had, talent-wise, which they did defensive-wise, but never offensive-wise. Browns are in a better spot. I mean, you look at they just both teams locked up their pass rushers.
Both teams have a strong defense. Both teams are struggling for things that they need on the offense in the long term.
And if you look at the Browns at quarterback, I know we like to criticize it, but you have a veteran journeyman who has had results here pretty recently. You have a quarterback that he's won football games in important times of the season. Like, he can win you football games. He's not going to win you Super Bowl, but, you know, primetime Kenny Pickett, he can get the job done every once in a while. Now, maybe he might only do that twice, but you don't know what can happen. We've seen recently quarterbacks come out of nowhere, and then you have two young guys. They could be something or nothing. Worst case scenario, you might have two top five draft picks.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, too. Like, where you say the Browns are 1 year ahead of the Steelers, to me it almost feels like you're 2 years ahead of the Steelers. And because of those draft picks and where you're potentially going to land this year, there's a much better chance that the Browns end up being a far worse team than the Steelers are. And I think there's a really good chance the Jaguars end up being a far worse team than the Steelers are this year. I still don't think the Steelers are obviously geared up to win a Super Bowl. And that is the end goal. I'm looking to win the AFC North and win a Super Bowl, or get into the playoffs and win a Super Bowl, which, again, the Bengals are closer to doing. Like, finding a defensive end that's really productive for you is much easier than finding a Super Bowl-winning quarterback in the NFL. So they can go through and find the defensive end. They can patchwork their defense through free agency and hitting on a few draft picks. They already have the quarterback figured out. Like, Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback. He's been to a Super Bowl already.
They also have a lot of money issues there in Cincinnati, though, where Pittsburgh doesn't as much. I mean, again, all their money is in two people. So eventually how that's going to work is all your other good talent's going to walk.
Yep.
And they're currently fighting that right now. And they're finding out the hard way that when you have two superstars that want all the money, well, there's no more money to give around. So they're in that problem. And I think the Steelers have, like, I think they have a Super Bowl caliber roster outside of quarterback. Call me crazy.
You're crazy. They have a good roster. I mean, defense.
I'm talking about a contender. I'm saying you could be like, oh, I'd put a bet on them. But, like, I'm saying if they had. I don't want to say Mahomes, because Mahomes on any team, like, he, you know.
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl.
But, like, if you give him Jalen Hurts.
Well, he just won a Super Bowl, too, yeah.
Yeah, but he's. But
I mean, in a much different way, yes.
I mean, you know, you could win a Super Bowl as quarterback for the Eagles.
Yeah, but hell, like, of a tush-push.
But, but, like, I think, like, then they could be, like, a Super Bowl underdog, you know? I just, I don't know.
I just, again, I take it, like. If it's what, you know, if that's what propels the Steelers into continuing to be good, I take that over it knocking down the Bengals. Because if I'm the Browns, I'm threading a needle right now. I want to be good in 2026. Like, that's where I want to start being at least a playoff competitor and eventually try to quickly turn that around into a Super Bowl contender. And again, long road there. I'm not saying they're doing that automatically. I'm just saying that's your goal. If that's going to happen, knowing that I need to get through teams in the AFC North, even if the Steelers have T.J. Watt, I'm fine with that. If it blocks out the Bengals getting Trey Hendrickson, that knocks the Bengals down. It makes them a much more beatable team in what could very quickly be a really good roster. If they continue to just be offense in a year or two, if you don't have Trey Hendrickson, and if you don't sign Jamar Stewart, I'm like, my competition's the Ravens. That's it. It's the only real competition I have. Because the Steelers are bound to go through a period where they're more than likely worse unless they nail a quarterback at a later pick. And the Bengals, if the defense continues to not be able to find it and they can't reproduce a defense that actually could get you to a Super Bowl and be passable, I'm fighting with the Ravens for the AFC North, and I'm fighting for the Ravens in the AFC playoffs. I take that every time. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, Get a Grip coming your way at 9 o'clock on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.